Here's proof that evolution doesn't always lead to improvement. We went from hunter-gatherer to singer-songwriter. Hey, here's the thing, like, scientists have actually been discovering a lot about how ancient humans used to live. Here's what I found most interesting. There was no monogamy. No, it's true. Humans used to live in small groups where everyone slept with everyone. Yeah, apparently the cradle of civilization was a trailer park. I would have liked living under those rules. I could sleep with your girl. But it'd be cool, because you'd be sleeping with her. You could try some black dick. Or more black dick. You could sample some Spanish chocha. Feel you're surprised I knew the word chocha. It was in that same Jay-Z song. Google. No, it's true. Like, was the monogamy thing that got you in trouble? That would be hilarious. She's like, you high five to on that, I'm out of here. You guys traveled, right? So she has to stay at the hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you have her passport. She's basically a slave bride right now. America, huh? That's fantastic. She can't leave. She can't go anywhere. She has to enjoy my high fives about bullshit. That's fantastic. Now see, what it's cool, like, if this was ancient times, me and you wouldn't argue over your girl. We'd both do her. And let her semen fight it out inside her baby maker. That was the original ultimate fighter. Semen fight over semen and then MMA him out of the uterus. And like, more proof of this is if you haven't seen your woman in a few days, you produce more semen. So now you know how to answer her question of, so, what did you bring me? See, now that I notice when I haven't seen my girl in a few days, I pull out, because those are the ambitious ones. Later on, I leave it in because they're too young, they're busy playing GTA to get to the ovaries. 5 more minutes, Pa! Look, this is just science, everyone! You know, more proof of this is a lot of primitive societies have this ancient ceremony where up to 10 men sleep with the same woman in one night. They call this playing for the Knicks. You know, a lot of primitive societies believe that once a woman becomes pregnant, additional semen keeps the fetus growing. Yeah, if this theory were true, Snooki's baby would weigh 400 pounds. You know, science has found that on average, a man's orgasm has 7 spurts. Yet to get this data, scientists had to count thousands of cum shots. He was stuck to his computer for months. Measuring spurts. This means that every time a porn star takes a facial, she's advancing science. Ah, the science is in my eye! You say bukkake, I say data collection. If you look like you've collected a lot of data. You know, when some of you go home to jerk off tonight, you're gonna count your spurts. And then you'll picture me. And wonder if you're gay. You're not. You're just curious. Sigh curious. Unless you're already gay, in which case I'm flattered and you're welcome. Scientists actually found that if a man has 5 more orgasms per week, it decreases your odds of prostate cancer by 30%. Ooh. Yeah, that homeless guy on the subway really doesn't want prostate cancer. He is so cancer-free. Look, if you guys remember nothing else from tonight, remember to masturbate more. I am up here saving lives. You know, ever since I read this, my chance of prostate cancer, 0. That's the dirtiest joke I have, by the way. I realize that that's probably a lot of comics have like all these dick jokes. Even my dick joke has science in it. That's like a 7-minute scientific semen extravaganza. You guys were good for that. I didn't do that one on the 7 o'clock show. Because they were not ready for 7 minutes of semen. Maybe that should be the title of this album. nobody would buy that one. It would be the worst purchase thing ever. Or maybe the wrong people would buy it. Everyone just returned it like, yeah, I thought this was going to be masturbation material, and then there's all these jokes on it. I want my money back. Why is it sticky? I don't know.